The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Birchas Amavir Sheina, Part 2, Meir Brochus. Good morning. We are continuing with the Meir Brochus. We are starting the second half of the Bracha Mavil Sheinu. The Bracha Mavil Sheinu, as we mentioned yesterday, starts off with thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for getting up in the morning, and continues with a long request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem should Tagileinu Sarasecho, Tavkeinu Tzisecho, Ativienu Lodei Chet, etc. A whole bunch of requests about being marvelous, the Torah, the mitzvahs, and overcoming our Yetzer Hara, protecting us from bad influences, bad friends. There's an interesting Ha'ara from of Mordechai Benet, and he says like this, the Gemara says that Shena Tov L'Rashayim, for a Rasha, it's better that he should be sleeping, because when he's up, he does Aveiros. And that's how he explains the Hemshech of the Bracha. We thank Hashem for getting up, but getting up may not be the best thing. If a person's not going to do something good with his day, it's better that he sleeps. And that's what we're saying. We're starting off our day by saying, thank you for waking me up, but I know what life is all about, and therefore I'm making requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Siyata Shemaya, to use it as a tzaddik. Use it for Torah, for mitzvahs, for controlling my Yetzer Hara. And that's why that is a hemshech of the bracha of Mavil Sheinu. L'maisa, when we do say the request in the middle of the bracha, we say b'loshen rabim. Ta'gileinu b'sarasecho, tabkeinu, loshen rabim. Even though in the beginning of the bracha we say mei einoi, which is my eyes. In other words, we start with singular and we switch to a plural. So there's a whole big discussion in the Rishonim whether it should hold to be in singular, the whole thing in plural. And kind of read the way we do it is because there's two parts of the bracha. One is thanking Hashem, and one is requesting from Hashem. When I thank Hashem, the more personal it is, the more powerful the thanks is. If I say that my eyes are waking up, I was sleeping, I recognize that I was in a state that cannot function, and now I'm functional, that is a much bigger hakara satoz than just say, oh, humanity is back to life. Because it's something personal. And the more personal the feeling is, I got a personal gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more my hakara satoz is. And that's what hakara satoz is all about. To make that kesher, that deep bond between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, when we're thanking Hashem, we say Lashon Yochid. When we are requesting, though, there's a concept that says that when a person makes a request, he should say, make the request for the entire tzibur, because he has the schus of the tzibur. It's an amazing thing. Because we know there's a concept of tefillah of a tzibur when you have 10 people davening together. There's another concept that even if you're all by yourself, when you say your tefillah b'loshen rabim, you also have a schus ha-tzibur in your request. So even those of us that are davening Shmoneh Esrei by themselves, they still have a schus ha-tzibur because they are saying it b'loshen rabim. And we should pay attention to that. Our tefillahs are not just for ourselves. Every bakosha we're making in the course of the day, everything we ask for is the Lashon Rabim, we're asking for all of Klal Yisrael, not just for my personal needs. Not if I'm sick, I ask for myself. I'm asking for all of Klal Yisrael. Feinu. Now, there's a very interesting thing about these requests, because our general requests are, we ask requests for things. I need a refuah, I need panosa. The Kadoima, so I ask Hashem for that. The request we're asking over here is for Ruchnius. Hashem should be magil me in his Torah. Hashem should dabkeinu, connect me to his mitzvahs. Al tivienu loli dechet. He should not bring me to chet. Al tashu bono yetzorah. Hachikeinu miodem ro. Choyfetz yisreinu. What kind of business is this? Hashem wants us to be the ones that are involving ourselves in Torah mitzvahs. Hashem wants us to be the ones who are controlling our yetzorah. What we want to say, we're not going to do anything, let Hashem take it over. That's not what Hashem wants. He wants us to use our Bechir. But we see a tremendous chiddush that even in yonim ruchanim, it's totally in siyata d'shamaya. There's a concept called haba l'tayer misayim oisay. A person who wants to make himself better, he wants to control his yetzar, he wants to learn more Torah, he wants to do more mitzvahs. If he really wants it, Hashem will give him tremendous siyata d'shamaya, more than he dreamed for, to be able to do those mitzvahs. Therefore, when we're starting our day, and like we said, the Birchas HaShachar are putting us in a position to start the day right. It works better than any cereal you could eat in the morning. We start off by recognizing and reminding ourselves, my body's from you, my neshama is from you, I have the Torah mitzvahs from you. All the different body functions, my ability to walk and see, my clothing is all from you. I'm ready to go. And now that I'm ready to go, I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going out to the world. Please, I want to be Metayer. I want to do Yerotzen. I want to have a deeper connection to my Levin HaTorah, a deeper connection to my mitzvahs. I want to not be involved with people that are going to cause me to do the wrong things. I want to even control my Yitzhara, and therefore I'm asking from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm Bo Letayer. And when I'm Bo Letayer, by saying such a thing, then Messiah Moise. That brings a special siyata shemai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that enables me to be able to accomplish those things, because we know the Yitzhar is so powerful. And the Gemara says, if Hashem loy oizrei, lulei Hashem oizrei, eino yocholoi, without a special siyata, extra help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on our own, we cannot overpower the Yitzhar. So that's what we're doing. We're doing the act of starting off our day with showing Hashem, I am a Baal Tahir. I am somebody who's coming to purify myself, purify my actions, make myself a better person. Chaim Volozhiner says more than that. This Baal Tahir is not just something external, but the rotzon, the desire that we have to do a mitzvah, creates a special koyach elyon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that helps us along, brings us closer to our goals. But it has to start with that desire.
Kol Halashon.
And we have the desire, and Mir Hashem will be able to accomplish it. I was speaking once with the Mashgiach of Volba Zichron and Levracha, and I said, there's so many things that I want to do and I don't accomplish. Is there any way of strengthening my desire for things? And he said, you have to really want it. If you really want it, you'll see it'll work out. He told me in his life, everything that he really wanted, it's the Atzer Shemayin, it happened. So sometimes we say we want it, but it won't really want it. We're not really willing to put in any energy, effort into it. But that's the starting point. I start off my day and I say, you gave me the gift of life back. You gave me my neshama back. I know it's not stam. Go through another day of making the motions, going through my physical life, and on the side doing the Torah mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are no shemilu moda. I'm doing the mitzvahs without paying attention to what I'm doing. No, I want this to be a day of tagileinu b'sozecha. Torah should be natural, the natural dibur. Should be betoyer dapkenu b'secha. Should be cling to the mitzvahs. That should be my natural attraction. And the yetzahara and the adam ra and chavir ra and all these things should be removed from me. I should be protected from them. There's another point in the lashon. It says two different lashonis. Al tash l'bonu yetzahara and b'choifes yisreinu. There's two times the yetzahara should not control us, and also choifes yisreinu l'shdabin loch. Bend down my yetzahara to serve you. So the Siach Yitzchok says a beautiful pshat. He says there are two types of Yetzirah. There's one type of Yetzirah which the Yisoid of the Yetzirah is good. We have Yetzirah for food. Why? Because if we wouldn't have it, we would starve to death. So Hashem gave us the Yetzirah to fill the needs of our body. We should feel that I'm lacking something. I need it. Yetzirah, a person has a desire to sleep. So you also have to have that feeling, I need sleep, because if you wouldn't feel that, you'd keep on working until you drop dead. But kamavan, if we misuse them, and if eating and drinking and sleeping and all the other type of things in life become, instead of a need, they become a goal, then we're in trouble. That's one type of yetzara. There's another type of yetzara that better there's no need for them. For gaiva, there's no need for it. Leitzonis, there's no need for it. But these are spiritual yetzaras which Hashem created to test us so that we should have to go through a period of time of lack of clarity and make the right decision. And that brings us Olam Haba. Because if everything would be obvious, there would be no Olam Haba. The Olam Haba comes by the fact that the world is oilam, it's from the lashon of helam, it's concealed, it's not, nothing is obvious unless you think into it. And the male is room for confusion. We have the urge sometimes to say lashon hara, to do something not so pleasant to somebody else, to get angry, to get frustrated. Well, these things don't make any sense. If anybody thinks for 2 seconds, getting angry never produced a good result. It just makes things more complicated afterwards. But that's the Yetzer that we have. So these are the two types of Yetzer that we have. So and that was saying these two things. Al kasha b'nei Yetzer, number one is that Yetzer ruchni, the spiritual Yetzer, which I have no need for, and there's nothing really good to do with it other than control it. So we say, Al tashad bonu yetzera, don't let the yetzera control me. I want to be the one who's controlling, subduing that yetzera. So if I have a yetzera for gaiva, for kas, for litzonis, for atzlus, for being lazy, for being down, all those yetzeras I have no real need for at all, other than for me to get past them. And therefore I'm saying, I want to be from those tzaddikim, like the Gemara says, tzaddikim, their moishel, their yetzer toiv is Shoiftim. The Yetzer Tov, the desire to do good, is the one, is the thing that directs their actions. Not Chas V'Shalom, the Rishoyim, that the Yetzer Hara is the thing that directs their actions. So number one is Al Tashlut on the Yetzer Hara. I don't want to be under the Shilton, under the power of the Yetzer Hara. Number two is the second type of Yetzer Hara, the Chayv Yisrael L'Shtabit Loch. There's another type of Yetzer Hara that I can use to be Mishtabit. I can use it to serve you. If I eat and drink properly with the right Kavanah, and I thank Hashem for the food I get, then adarava, eating the food is part of my avodas Hashem. If I sleep with the right kavanas, every feel pleasure that I do, if I do with the right kavanas, then adarava, that's part of my avodas Hashem. So I could direct that second type of yetzer hara for the right purpose, for the purpose it was intended to, and use it for avodas Hashem. Those are the two requests we have. And then we say it together that we should, Hashem should put us lechem lechesed rachamim, which means that we're beseeching you, Hashem. Hashem, please, I'm asking you, I have the desire, I have the rotzen, I want to be Pesach B'Taira. And I need your help, I want your help for my Torah, for my mitzvah, take control of the Yetzer Hara. But even if for whatever reason is I was not zeicha to it, and I'm not on the level that I should be, still, please put me Lechen Lechesed Rachamim. I want to be in good favor in your eyes. Deinecho, in the eyes of Hashem. Have Rachmonas on me. I know you have patience. Continue having patience for me till I bear my act. Veinei kol re'eino means that I should have behavior that is the type of behavior that makes the kiddush shemayim nimsa v'seichel tov veinei l'kim ba'odam. I'm not looking for people to give me covet, but I want to behave properly to other people and respect other people. I should be also v'chein chazav veinei kol re'eino. Should be zeichem yetz Hashem. Another day, Baruch Hashem, and now we have just finished all the Birchas HaShachar, with the Birchas HaShachar, are taking the mundane world that we're living in it and transforming it to a non-stop interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a non-stop opportunity to appreciate all those many, multiple facets of HaTovah, of goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. And it's hard to change. Even the Birchas HaShachar, we're all going through the Shiurim every day, but we have such a hergo of zipping through them that it's hard to break it. But if we want to, and yet Hashem, we will, to say them out loud. Places have a minute, they say it loud enough that they have somebody else answering amen at it. But even if we don't do that in that fashion, but recognize that, slow myself down a little bit, pay attention, just mamash, it takes a second per bracha. I'm not going to say it like I said it a year ago. Every bracha, just stop for a second and think of all these wonderful matonas that I have from Kodesh Baruch Hu, my physical nature, my spiritual nature, and with that request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after my recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is from you, and that you want me to be good, I also want to be good, and I want you to see Siyad HaShemayah. And if we show Hashem that we want that Siyad HaShemayah, Bezrat Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, give us tremendous Siyad HaShemayah, B'zoicha, to a wonderful day of Avodah Hashem, and only good things, Kol Yisrael.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.